12-1. We're at the bottom of three. Owner looking in for the sign. McDonald with a target up. Here comes the pitch. Bouncing ball slowly. Third base side. Owner picks, throws, and got him. Nice play by the pitcher, Thomas Owner. 1-0-8. And that'll bring up Drew Primesberger. He has hit an RBI single, and also he was hit by a pitch and scored a run back in the second inning. So he'll take a look. Now, come in from the right-hand side. Guys have thought it over a little bit here today. Again, it's a cooler day. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Nothing in one. I heard Brittany Merlot's forecast as we were warming up here at Mount Horeb, and she was saying that some areas of Wisconsin could have frost tonight. Not for our area, but it will be a little cooler than normal. Nothing in one. Strike two call. Nothing in two to Primesberger. Nobody on. One away in the third. Owner from the windup. There is the pitch. High fly ball behind second. Who's got it? Here's second baseman Wasinger coming in and makes the play. Two up. Two down. Mount Horeb goes two in a row for the first time tonight. And the batter will be Sirota, who came in as a man in relief last time. Big Sirota, who came in for the injured Logan Ford. And here's the pitch. Bouncing ball slowly again. Third base side picked up by Horner. The throw got him. And the Hornets take him. 1-2-3. Thomas Horner, a couple of great defensive moves for the pitcher in the inning, in the third for Mount Horeb. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none were left on. We go to inning number four here in Mount Horeb, 12-1. Vikings in the lead of the Hornets in WIAA Regional Baseball from WRCO Sports.
Did you know that nearly 80% of strokes are preventable? You can reduce your likelihood of stroke by treating existing medical conditions like high blood pressure or diabetes, and by making lifestyle changes like quitting smoking or becoming more active. If you are curious about your risk factors, talk to your primary care provider at the Richland Hospital and Clinics. The Richland Hospital and Clinics. Caring, educating, healing.
Bragg County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
Ethan Haney set to lead off here in the inning. He'll be followed by Cole Wasinger and Isaac Gauld. They are the scheduled hitters today. A couple of swings and the batter will stand in. Throw down to second base and around the horn it goes. Mount Horeb leading by a score of 12-1. Hornets take them 1-2-3 there in the third inning. So they have retired four Viking batters in a row. New pitcher is out for the Vikings. It is Alex Chapman who started at second base tonight. So Chapman now on the mound. Manchester goes three innings, strikes out four, gives up four hits, and does not walk a batter. 80, a strikeout victim last time. Ready. There is a high fly pop. First base side and out of play. Look out, everyone. Nothing in one. Mount Horeb, a nice little town to visit. Been here a few times for other sports. Here's the 0-1. This one ripped down the line. That is a foul ball. Oh, 80 just missed. Goes as a long strike, and he'll come back and get the bat. Remember being here for the sectional volleyball match for Richland Center some years ago. River Valley has come through here as well. Fun for me to get here early and do a little antique shopping. Here's the 0-2, ripped toward short, and waiting on it now is Skogan. The throw got him. Nice play over to the first base bag and one up and one down. Haney gave it a good hit on both of the last two swings. But thrown out, Cole Wassinger singled in the second. He is coming up here in the fourth. 12-1, Mount Horeb in the lead. Chapman looking in for the sign. Target up, the pitch ripped to right, and off the glove of the second baseman. That'll go as a base hit. Cole Wassinger gives it a good ride. And the second baseman trying to time his leap, didn't quite get up in time. Tipped off the glove, it goes as a hit. That would have been a tremendous catch if he had held on. So here's Isaac Gauld. Isaac with a hit last time. Standing in with one away. Runner at first base. Chapman is set. Throw to first, and the runner is back in time. I believe the wind has calmed down a little bit here, but it's even cooler with the clouds. Kind of settled in here tonight. Runner leads. Here's the pitch. Check swing and a strike. Now they go on to Isaac with Teague Perkins. You next for the Hawks. Runner on, getting a lead. Primesberger play in the bag at first base. Chapman back and ready. The pitch, check swing and a ball. Chin high. One ball and one strike. Not a lot of school left. A couple of days for both of these schools, I believe. 1-1 offering. Well, there's a line drive to right field. The right fielder coming over, closes the gap and makes the grab. Finley hauls it in. Good ride by Isaac Gauld, who's had a great freshman year for the Hornets. Fly ball out, and that'll bring up Teague Perkins. Teague today, a strikeout victim back in the second inning. We'll try to make contact now with Wassinger at first base. Reinsberger playing the bag. Chapman to the belt. Runner going. It's going to be a swing and a miss. Throw to second base. Not in time. They won't get him. Wassinger with a stolen base. Hornets doing a little running here in the fourth inning. Perkins with a protective swing on that one to try and help the runner out a little bit. So nothing in one. Chapman ready. The pitch. There's strike two call. Nothing and two. He's had a great high school career as well. So I'm in football and wrestling. Tremendous. Here's the pitch, and that one is bounced sharply towards second and over the glove of the shortstop. Hornets are going to put the brakes on as the throw comes out from the outfield, and Wassinger holds it third. Deke Perkins bounces one through. Funny hop there, and runners corners. Going to mention, too, that Teague was out for track this spring, so a two-sport athlete in the spring, four sports during the year. Here's Hohner. Thomas laid down a bunt last time. Here goes Chapman. Pickoff move, looks to third, now to first, and everybody gets back in time. Keeping everybody honest. Wassinger at third, Perkins at first. Here's the pitch. Bouncing ball sharply left field. That is going to score the run. Wassinger will score. It is 12-2. So Horner comes through with an RBI hit. And that will bring up Brady Dosh and the top of the order. Hornets doing it with two. So here is Dosh. One for two tonight. Singled and scored in the first. Grounded out in the second. Back to a 10-run game. Chapman looking in for the sign. Here's the pitch. Curveball, strike one. Nothing in one to Dosh. Chapman for Mount Horeb, trying to get the job done here today. He's only a freshman. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Getting some valuable work here with the varsity. So a two-strike pitch coming up for Brady Dosh. Perkins at second. Hohner at first. Dosh back out. and now is in. Runner is leading at 1-2. Chapman to the belt. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. And they'll throw to first base to complete it. I think first base was occupied, but I think the runners might have taken off, so he's going to be called safe at first. The Hornets have the bases loaded. I was waiting for him to be officially called out, but the umpire said no. Perkins and Hohner were off and running, so that left first base unoccupied. Strikeout, but Dosh reaches base. And the batter will be Wes Bosworth. He is grounded out and popped out. Hornet left-handed batter in. Base is loaded here in the fourth. The pitch down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Hornets just trying to go out and have some fun. Down by 10 runs now. It was 11. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. 1-1. Bosworth, the seventh hitter of the inning for Richland Center in the fourth. Runners back to 1, 2, and 3. Chapman to the belt. Here's the pitch. Strike called. Strike two. One ball and two strikes to the hitter. Runners retreat. Chapman is set. Here's the kick and the pitch. Down low. Back to the screen. Hornets will score from third. And it is 12-3. Perkins comes in to score. Going to third base is Hohner. Dosh at second. Bosworth now with a 2-2 count on the wild pitch. Boy, the catcher made a real divot back here as he slid his cleats trying to make that play off the screen. Took out a whole bunch of sod there. 2-2 to Bosworth. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. They got him, and that is out number three. That will do it in the fourth inning. The Hornets score twice, taking away the 10-run rule possibility at this point. Two runs across on three base hits. There were no errors and two left aboard. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Mount Horeb leading it 12-3 in WIAA Regional Baseball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in Southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's Forest Management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Aurora batting in the bottom of the fourth inning. We'll send up number 25, Alex Chapman. He scored twice tonight, single to knock in a run back in the second inning. 12-3, Barneveld leading, or I should say not horrible leading. Barneveld is leading River Ridge 4-2. That's top of the sixth inning. Action going on tonight. Another game that was called last night. Here's the pitch. That is called a ball. Ball and a strike now to Chapman. Bottom part of the order from Mount Horeb has done pretty well. Hornets have recorded only one out through the bottom four in the order. Here's the pitch. Ripped foul down the third baseline for strike two. One ball and two strikes to the hitter. Time call. The new baseball goes out for Thomas Hohner. Thomas back on the mound, standing tall from the windup. Here comes the pitch. Popped up toward center field. Center fielder coming over and makes a running grab. Brady Dosh hauls it in for the first out. That will bring up Colin Larson, yep. And called back. That's number 10, Hayden Anderson. So Hayden Anderson now batting in that spot. Batting for the first time tonight. One up, one down. Hornets have actually retired five in a row for the Vikings lineup. Here's the pitch, and that's a ball outside. One ball and no strikes. Anderson, and then Stoner scheduled next. Here's the pitch. Bouncing ball, second base side. Down on it is Wasinger. Throws him out. Two up, two down in the inning, and that will bring up Talon Stoner. He's being called back, I believe. Going to bring out a new batter. Matt Horeb working out a lot of guys in the lineup tonight. So coming into bat is Nico Baden. He will bat for the first time tonight. So he stands in with 2 away in the bottom half of the Mount Horeb fourth inning. Vikings hosting and leading by a score of 12-3 tonight in regional baseball. Owner from the windup. Here comes the pitch. Bouncing ball, right field side. Wasinger, nice play. Throws him out for the third out. That will do it. Now Horeb goes 1-2-3 for the second inning in a row. Hornets have calmed down, and Horeb doing a good job. Defense backing him up as well here in the fourth. No runs, no hits, no errors, and left on. We go to the fifth. 12-3. On Horeb leading Richland Center, WIAA Regional Baseball from WRCO Sports.
Dr. Terry Moen and his staff encourage the youth of Southwest Wisconsin to work hard and excel in sports as well as in the classroom. Positive participation in sports is one part of a sound educational foundation to build on for a successful future. Dr. Terry Moen, 784 North Cedar Street in Richland Center, is a proud member of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club. For an appointment, call 647-3222.
Welcome back to Mount Horeb. 12-3, the host Vikings in the lead. It looks like Alex Chapman out for his second inning of work as he warms up to face the Hornets. 3, 4, and 5 batters, Lane Miller, Jacob McDonald, and Ethan Haiti. Throw down to second base, and the Hornets will get in. Richland Center has scored a run in the first and 2 in the fourth. Mount Horeb with 7 in the first, 5 in the second. So they got out of the gates with a big lead here tonight. Since that time, Richland Center has retired 7 in a row now. Owner came in relief and struggled a little bit early, but stuck with it, and he's getting the job done. Here's the pitch. Strike called in the inside corner. Nothing in one to Lane. He had a hit back in the first, and run wound up scoring on a throwing error. 0-1 pitch. That one is down low and back to the screen. One ball and one strike to the batter. Time called as they retrieve the baseball. Here we go. 1-1 offering is bounced sharply. Left field side, backhanded. Nice play. Stogan over to first base. Well done. One up and one down. Taking a hit away from Lane Miller. That will bring up Jacob McDonald. He has struck out and grounded out. Gets set to bat here in the fifth inning. Once with a total of 7 base hits today against Manchester, the starter, and Chapman, who's on for his second inning of work. Here's the pitch. Low. One ball and no strikes. McDonald, who has been the primary catcher for the Hornets this year, number 2 pitcher. Here's the pitch. Bounced again toward left field. I should say it's a fly ball. Kind of lost track of it. Coming in is Ford, and he makes the grab for out number 2. Looking into the sun here a little bit. And that makes it 2 outs, and Ethan Haiti will be the batter. Haiti steps up. It's hard to kind of keep track of who's playing tonight, who's not. It was supposed to be baseball only this evening, but there are a lot of teams that couldn't get it in last night, including this one. Swing and a miss by Haiti, and it is nothing and one here in the inning. Couple of swings, and the batter is back, ready to roll. River Ridge and Bonneville, as mentioned, playing tonight. Bonneville leading it 4-2 at last word. That's at Bonneville tonight in Regional Division 4 baseball. Strike two now on Haiti. Ethan looking for his first hit. Gave it a good go last time. Here's the pitch down low for a ball. Ethan just missed one down the left field line, and then sharp ground out to the shortstop, who made a nice play. Chapman lines, fires the 1-2, swing and a miss. And the Hornets go quickly and quietly here in the inning. Two strikeouts for Chapman on the day. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on. We go to the bottom of five. It is a 12-3 lead for the Mount Horeb Vikings. They lead by nine going into the bottom of the fifth on WRCO at WRCO.com.
Cohasson Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour. Paid training is available along with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. It's an excellent opportunity for college students, retirees, and stay-at-home parents. If you enjoy working with children and have a positive attitude, this is an excellent career for you. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cohasson Terminal off Highway 14.
RCO. Going to the bottom of the fifth inning, Thomas Oner on for another inning of work. He's put up some zeros against a potent hitting Vikings team here tonight. And they will send like another new batter, Tarek Isley, I believe. Tarek coming out to hit. He is a sophomore. Batting in the ninth slot, then the top of the order. Due next for the Vikings. Owner finishing up his warm-up tosses. Again, talked about Thomas during the year covering Hornet sports and how well he's done for the baseball team. And I knew they were going to figure on him as a pitcher, but he's really soaked up a lot of innings and got the ball tonight. Not the easiest of situations, but has come through holding his own out there. And now Isley standing in. Owner from the windup. Here comes the pitch. That one is going to be a hit high in the air to right field. Salazar over into the right field gap, and he's got it. One up, one down. That'll bring up Josh Kuntz. Nope. Top of the order, it's going to be Sty Laurie. Sty Laurie seeing his first at bat here today, so in the fifth inning. Batting from the left side for the Vikings. Owner looking in for the target. From the windup, here's a pitch inside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Owner gets a new baseball, heads back to the mound. The pitch, 1-0, is bounced toward first foul ball down the line for strike one. One ball and one strike. Ryan Lemke told the story earlier this year about Thomas, about how he came in as a freshman. They just kind of started noticing him, kind of standing out, a JV action, and he's just kind of hanging around, played wherever they need him to. Been a mainstay for the pitching staff. He's finished up a lot of games this year. This one is a ball. 2-1 to Laurie. Dan Hohner from the windup. Here's the pitch. Inside. Ball three. 3-1 to the batter. The group on hand here tonight to watch the game. Richland Center traveled really well. Here's the pitch. Ball four inside. And there's one on with one away. That breaks the string for Richland Center of eight retired in a row. Now another batter for the first time, I believe, would be number one. Is that right? Check the number again. Standing in the batter, runner at first base, and Owner ready to go. McDonald sets the throw if he needs. Here's a bouncer foul. It'll be brought back to catcher. So Zach Tirota is in. Tirota came in because of the injury earlier and hitting his first AB. Nothing and one to the batter. Runner remains at first base for the Vikings. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Runner gets it by with a good fastball. 12-3 Mount Horeb. Bottom of five. They said moments where it looked like it could be even worse, where they were really taking off. Hornets couldn't get it out, but that has changed. 1-2 now. That pitch is delivered upstairs for a ball. Runner back at first. Owner set to work. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. And there are two away now. Thomas Owner gets strikeout number two tonight coming on. And here is Josh Manchester, original starting pitcher tonight. Getting ready, runner at first, which would represent the game-ending run. Vikings could score. The pitch, high fly behind second base. Going back to second baseman, Wassinger finds it and pulls it in. We are going past five today as the Hornets trail by nine, and they take them 3-4 here in the inning to get out of it. No runs and no hits. There were no errors and one left on. We go to inning number six here in Mount Horeb. 12-3, Vikings leading the Hornets on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
Alex Chapman on for another inning of work here for the Vikings. It's the top of the sixth, 12-3. Mount Horeb in the lead. Coming up at the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update, we'll have segments of an interview with Fran Ewing, Richland Center head track coach. Don't miss that. She'll talk about this week and workouts with two that will be representing at state, Danica Pauls and Malachi Fred, two great young people. They all are. Danica is a sophomore, and Malachi is a senior. Stepping in, Cole Wassinger. Here comes the pitch. There's a strike call. Nothing in one. Cole has two hits tonight. Has scored one of the Hornets' three runs. Chapman is set. From the windup, there's the pitch. Inside, it hit him. And Wassinger is on base. Will take his place at first base. Boy, a big scream just went up over in the softball area there. The crowd's going wild in a sectional softball contest going on there. The semifinal today. It was called off last night. Here's the pitch. Ripped in the air to center field. Going back to center fielder, he's going to have it. Koontz hauls it in. One away. Good ride by the batter, Isaac Dahl. So one away, runner stays over at first base. Isaac 1-for-3 today now, that fly ball. Making good contact. Teague Perkins, the batter, he has singled and scored and struck out. Throw to first. Head first slide for Wassinger. He's back in. Yeah, West Salem coming all the way to Mount Horeb last night. When they got here, it was really raining, and they were told, well, you guys can stay a little while if you want. They said, no, we're staying on the bus. Went back home. Pitches upstairs for a ball. I mean, there was no game. They just said, you want to get off and rest, stretch your legs or whatever. But, nope, had to get back so they could get back today. There's a strike call, 1-1. I remember going with the Hornets one year to Prairie du Chien. kind of a similar circumstance, and we got all the way there, and I think we waited a little bit that year. High fly ball, foul outside of right field, and down the line, onto the road for strike two. And we had to turn around and go back the very next day. I believe it was a tournament game. 1-2 offering now with a runner at first base and one away in the sixth. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. And Teague is gone. Three strikeouts now for Alex Chapman. And the batter coming up, Thomas Hoehner. Thomas has laid down a bunt, and he is singled to knock in a run. All's time. Gets ready. Chapman is set. Cover going. Pitch is a ball outside. Throw to second off the mark, and the runner steals second. Wasinger at second base in scoring position now. So, ball one, not on the board, but I think it was called a ball. Runner at second, two away. Here's the pitch ripped in the air to left field and deep. Down the line, that ball is getting in there, and a runner is going to score. Wasinger is in. Throw cut off, and it is 12-4. Thomas Hoehner having a big game here tonight. Two RBIs. Wasinger scores, and we go back to the top of the order. That'll be Brady Dosh. So for Thomas and the rest of the seniors, if it is indeed their last game, they're finishing out strong. Runner at first. Individual good performances here. Cole Wasinger has scored twice. He's been on base all three times now. Here's the pitch. This one popped toward the first base side. Heads up, everybody. And chow, just out of the reach of fans over there. But he's ducking down. You always kind of hold your breath. But he's going to accidentally get struck there, but it missed everybody, fortunately. Strike called, nothing in one. Here's the pitch to Brady Dosh, down low, and it's going to get by the catcher, and here goes the runner to second base. High's now the runner, and he took second base on the wild pitch. Saw June take a shot one time. She was at a game that I was broadcasting. That's kind of hard to do. There's a chopper towards second, picked up at second. Chapman throws in time for out number three. That'll do it for the Hornets. Yeah, we were at the state baseball tournament in Appleton, and I was in the booth, and I said, there's a pop-up into the stands, and I saw it was heading right toward the baby carriage, which James was in at the time, and motherly instinct, she pushed it out of the way, and it hit her right in the kneecap. And I'm doing play-by-play saying, ooh, some fan just got hit, knowing that I knew that fan. In the sixth inning for the Hornets, they come away with a run. They do it with a hit. There were no errors. One left aboard. We go to the bottom of the sixth. It's now 12-4. Not Horeb, leading Richland Center in regional baseball from WRCO Sports.
Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. Bid from the comfort of your computer. Selling state and local municipal surplus. Offering daily auctions including cars, trucks, boats, equipment, collectibles, tools, guns, jewelry, and much more. It's easy, convenient, and fast. Don't wait. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com before you miss today's auctions. Find Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction on Facebook. Like us today.
Drew Primesberger is scheduled to lead off for Mount Horeb in the bottom of the sixth inning. Thomas Hoehner is on. He came out in relief in the first inning, got the last two outs of the inning, then had a little bit of a rough patch in the second inning, faced eight batters since that time. He has faced one more than the minimum. So Hoehner has recovered and, again, doing a good job against a hitting Mount Horeb team. Reinsberger, who has scored a couple of times, single to knock in a run on the first, hit by a pitch in the second and scored, popped out in the third. Hoehner back to the mound, ready to work, from the windup, the kick, and the pitch. That one inside, nearly hit him. One ball and no strikes here in the sixth inning. Nice folks here at Mount Horeb, treated well. We thank them This is Dennisheim. Here's the pitch, and it's called a strike. One ball and one strike to Primesberger. Owner from the windup. Here's the pitch outside for a ball. And the count is 2-1. Baseball diamond right behind the high school. Full view of the Mount Horeb water tower over the right center field fence. 2-1 pitch. This one ripped to left. Left fielder back, drifting toward the corner and reaching up and has it right at the wall. Ethan Haiti. That ball just kept carrying. Feinsberger didn't miss getting it out of here by a whole lot. And Ethan just kept his eye on it all the way. He had a bead on it. I thought he was going to run out of room. Got it at the fence, reaching up. So this will be Sirota, who came on earlier today. Batting here in the sixth inning. One away. Owner from the windup. There's the pitch. Ripped in the air to left center. This is deep. Left fielder going over, and Haiti diving. Did he get it? No, the ball rolls loose. Going for second, the runner, and he's there sliding. So a big run, Sirota, that is, with the double. Boy, Ethan Haiti gave it a good go. Almost got it out there. Again, a little extra effort for Ethan Haiti in the left center field gap. Dove in there, but it rolled past his glove and blocked up by Brady Dosh. Brought it back in. So 12-4, runner at second for Chapman. Here's the pitch. That one is low. One ball and no strikes. Chapman started the game at second base. He is just a freshman. Both teams have position players that are freshmen on the infield. Called at third for the Hornets. The pitch fouled back by the batter. Strike one. One ball and one strike. Sign off for the baseball to be retrieved. Anderson due next for the Vikings in the bottom of the sixth. Owner with the pitch. That one rocked toward left field. That's in there for a base hit. They've got Sirota waved at third. Haiti picks it up. Throws to second base instead. It is 13-4. So Sirota scores here in the sixth inning. RBI hit for Chapman. And this is Hayden Anderson. Hayden grounded out last time for the Vikings. So the run that would end this game a bit early is at first base with one away. Bottom of six, 13-4. Mount Horeb throw to first, close. Oh, they didn't get him. Slap tag by Wes Bosworth over there. Wes, good strong first baseman there. Able to take throws. Time called again. Runner composing himself. Now we're ready. Here we go. Runner leading it first. Aiden Anderson, the batter, the pitch inside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Vikings have some tall, good-sized players on this team. Of course, we saw them in basketball, too. Had a few tall players there as well. Here's a pitch, bouncing ball, right field side. Wassinger gets it. Funny hop, nice play, and he gets it over to first base. On the play, Chapman moves to second base. Very sure glove there, Cole Wassinger. That ball came off the lip of the infield grass, and it came up toward his chest, and didn't faze him. Nice play. Coming up for Mount Horeb is number two, Nico Baden, who will bat for the second time. So an infield conference with Coach Ryan Lemke talking it over with his pitcher, runner at second base. And again, two outs. 13-4, Mount Horeb in the lead. Hornets do see Mount Horeb from time to time. He's played him in basketball and baseball. They have seen him in baseball probably more than they would like over the course of the last handful of years. And baseball may go to five divisions someday, but, you know, and again, we're not complaining here, but just saying that's how it is in Division II. Mount Horeb has about double the amount of enrollment as Richland Center, but that's how it goes, cut off in Division II. Here's the pitch, and that one is a ball inside. One ball and no strikes. Richland Center enrollment listed at 418, and Mount Horeb at 792. So not quite, but close to double. One ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch, bounce toward first, and a foul ball. Wes Bosworth over into foul ground to make the play. So a couple of strikes, or is it? No, that's one and one. One and one on the batter, Nico Baden. Ryan Gogan due next here for the Vikings. Chapman at second. Here's the pitch. Reached out and touched toward left center field. Haney coming on, plays it on the hop. They've got the runner away. Throw coming on. Going to be close to the plate. Tag. They got him. Oh, Ethan Haney. But Jacob McDonald, they throw him out at the plate. Second time that the Hornets have thrown somebody out at the plate. And this game keeps on going. The Hornets will get a bat in the seventh inning. Great play by Haney. Honora didn't hesitate waving the runner. And he is thrown out at the plate after a single by Baden. That is out number three. In the inning, a run on three base hits. No errors and one left on. We head toward the seventh inning here. Mount Horeb, it is 13-4. The Vikings on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Your favorite varieties of apples and grapes grow on over 200 acres at Oakwood Fruit Farm. Much of the fruit is sold retail through the farm market, but a wholesale division of the company moves a significant amount of the fruit, as well as custom packing fruit for other local growers. Oakwood Fruit Farm looks forward to seeing you and serving you with the best quality apples and grapes this coming fall. See you in the fall at Oakwood Fruit Farm.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
Alex Chapman beginning his warm-up tosses here. The batter for the Hornets will be Wes Bosworth. He'll be followed by Lane Miller and Jacob McDonald. 13-4, Mount Horeb in the lead. Just joining us, Mount Horeb led by a score of 12-1 after two innings. Hornets actually led 1-0 in this game. Here comes the pitch, and that one is called a strike. Nothing and one to West, looking for his first hit today. Chapman has been on since the fourth inning for Mount Horeb. From the windup, here's a pitch. Bounced slowly, third base side. A lot of trouble. Pick up at third. The throw is not in time. Wes Bosworth will beat it out on an infield single. Hornets been putting the bat on the ball here today. That is hit number nine. So one on, nobody out for Lane Miller. Lane, 1-for-3 today, reached and then went to second on a throwing error back in the first. That was one of the plays in which the run scored. So Miller coming over. Ryan Lemke gives him a hug here as he heads toward the plate, knowing that it could be his last senior at bat. He's had a great career. Here's the pitch. High fly, foul ball, and that goes as well. That one lands over into the streets. Strike one. Nothing in one. Bosworth back to first. Chapman looking in for the target with Bosworth off the first base. Here's the pitch. That one is high. One ball and one strike. The Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show will follow. During that time, we'll mention our Duncan reward, turning point of the game. Here's the pitch. Hot foul right against the screen for strike two. One ball and two strikes. Berryland Transportation High School sports update, talking about track as well as we focus on high school sports. Getting down toward the end of our high school broadcast season. Chapman ready. Here's the pitch. Curveball call. Strike three. Boy, Chapman had a roundhouse on that one. One away. Jacob McDonald will be the batter. Third strikeout for Chapman. McDonald has struck out, grounded out, and flown out One on, one out in the top of the seventh. Chapman with a pitch, swing, and a miss by McDonald. Nothing in one. Jacob will take a look at coach and head back to the plate. Jacob is a junior on the squad. Here's the pitch. That one is upstairs. One ball and one strike. Again, four seniors, but quite a few players that will be back next year that have contributed the last few years. But build upon for the Hornets. Here's the pitch. High fly to center field, dying quickly. The second baseman back. Shortstop makes the play, grabs it. They've got the runner off of first, throw to first, and they didn't get in. Sliding back in is Wes Bosworth. Jacob McDonald robbed of a hit there by the shortstop. Dogan, who went back in the Bermuda Triangle and pulled that one in for out number two. And that'll bring up Ethan Haiti. Haiti has struck out previous time coming up. Makes his way in now. So runner remains at first. Chapman set. Here's the pitch. Strike one. Nothing in one. Couple of swings. Batter back in. Nothing in one from Chapman. Checks the runner at first. Here's the pitch. Down low. Backhanded by the catcher. The count goes to one ball and one strike. Bosworth not getting a long way off that first base bag. Drew Primesberger playing the bag for the Vikings. Here's the pitch. Lifted toward left field. Left fielder coming on. He's got it. And that will do it. This one belongs to the Vikings. In the Hornets, seven. No runs and a hit. No errors. One left aboard. Today's final at 6 1/2. Mount Horeb, 13. Richland Center, 4. Nice round of applause from everybody here today. Treated to a good game on a beautiful day. Coming up next, the Gillenic Plumbing and Heating postgame show from WICO and WICO.com.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Gillenic Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Gillenic Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Gillenic Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
WRCO. Welcome back to the Gillenic Plumbing and Heating postgame show at WRCO. The Duncan Rewards turning point of the game. Well, you have to go back early in this one. The Vikings came out with seven runs in that opening inning on six base hits. They sent a total of 12 to the plate in that inning. But really, the damage was done tonight by the bottom part of the order, the bottom four. And number seven hitter Colin Larson had a two RBI hit and then a two RBI hit for Ryan Scogan in the first inning. And that pretty much turned it against the Hornets after they had led 1-0 in this game. So a seventh spot on the board in the first, five more in the second. And again, this one could have ended a long time ago, but the Hornets didn't hang their heads and they hung around here and they make it a full ball game. But again, the turning point of the game, going back to the first inning, some of the clout of the bottom part of this Vikings order. Duncan Rewards offering you rewarding moments in our high school games during the whole entire school year. We'll be back with more WRCO Radio Sports.
Time to celebrate at Dunkin' in Richland Center with something new. Now introducing the Frosty Red Velvet Specialty Donut, a red velvet cake base topped with vanilla flavor icing and cream cheese flavored sprinkles, promising a rich and delightful experience. Wash it down with the all-new white hazelnut bark coffee, a drink inspired by fans' adoration for toasted white chocolate swirl. The drink marries the flavors of warm toasted hazelnut with the sweetness of creamy white chocolate flavor to create an inviting drink regardless of whether it's served hot or iced. And remember, Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
The win goes to Mount Horeb today. The final score is 13-4. Their winning pitcher is Josh Manchester, who went first three innings. Alex Chapman finished up with the final four innings on the day. And for Richland Center, Lane Miller worked the opening inning. Thomas Ohner came on to get the final two outs of the first and worked the rest of the way here today to hold Mount Horeb off balance for the most part as this game went on today. Lots of hitting cloud, as mentioned, the bottom part of the order for Mount Horeb leading the way. A couple of hits for Alex Chapman and two RBIs, and a 2-for-4 for Colin Larson tonight with two RBIs leading the way for the Vikings in their victory as they improve to 15-8. Hornets' final season record is 6-12, and they were led by some of the guys in the bottom four, including Cole Wassinger, who is 2-for-3, and Isaac Gauld, 1-for-3 with a hit. Deke Perkins was 1-for-3, and Thomas Horner was 2-for-3. He into a fielder's choice once at two singles and two RBIs. Brady Dosh, Wes Bosworth, and Lane Miller all have hits as well for Richland Center. Always a sad time as we say goodbye to four seniors on the Hornets squad, Thomas Horner, Lane Miller, Darius Salazar, and Teague Perkins, who all played a role in tonight's game. Good luck to the Vikings. They're moving on, and they'll face a familiar foe, a conference foe, with Reedsburg coming up. Reedsburg winning last night by a score of 1-0, setting the stage for the chance in the regional final to advance. And that game coming up tomorrow night, it is at Reedsburg High School. Not a lot of games going on tonight. Quite a few of them were either scheduled for tonight and then pushed back, or they are being played right now. But we do have a final in Division IV baseball. Barneveld gets the win against River Ridge. That final score is 5-2. So Barneveld advancing in the WIAA Division IV portion of the tournament, and they will be facing their next opponent, possibly could be the Riverdale Chieftains. Barneveld moving on to the sectional semifinal at Johnson Creek next Tuesday. For the Riverdale Chieftains, so we'll have to wait and see about that score coming in. Potosi, Cassville, and Pecatonica are meeting tonight, and Pecatonica, the winner, will face Riverdale tomorrow night, and we'll have that game for you on the radio, beginning with pregame time at around 4:50, Desnick Power Sports pregame show. Tonight's game engineered by Mr. Bo Hendricks. This is Phil Nee signing off from Mount Horeb. Once again, today's final, Mount Horeb 13, Richland Center 4. Good night, everyone. You've been listening to High School Baseball from WRCO Radio Sports.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
Two Richland Center athletes will be competing in this weekend's WIAA State Track and Field Meet. They include Danica Pauls and also Malachi Fretz. The Hornet head coach, Fran Ewing, joined me earlier today.
Well, actually, the coaches that specifically work with Danica and Malachi are the ones that will be working with them. So Danica's coach is Coach Kennefeck, and he's just working with her on technique for her high jumping. Of course, she did PR last week at 10.6, which is great. This is a great time for her to be doing her PRs. Right. So she had a little struggle at the beginning of the year because I kind of call it the sophomore, you know, year, because she went to state as a freshman, and you know, you have that if you go to state, and then you have that pressure of going the next year on you. And I think she kind of had that. And then with all of our weather, you know, that we had, and she wasn't able to really get some good weather with jumping, and the poles she was using, where she was having struggling with those. But she finally, right after conference, started getting her momentum, and she just kept going up and up. So I think she's going to keep on going. She, like I said, she did her best at 10.6, and that's what qualified her to go to state. And she's looking forward to that. And then, of course, with Malachi, he, of course, is going in the 1600. So what they're working on is, of course, his endurance and keeping that up, which he's done well with all year. He came into the year already prepared to do the 1600 because his first meet was he did at the UW whitewater meet, and he ran the mile in April, and he PR'd at the indoor meet at 4:29. So he, when he ran at sectionals this week, and he got first place at sectionals, he did a PR of 4:28, which of course outdoor is always different than indoor. But he PR'd at 4:28 for him, and he did make the school record with that. So going into the track meet, he's just working on his endurance and trying to possibly do another PR.
When you look at these two, these athletes, they've been kind of leading the way all year for the team, haven't they?
Yes, they have. Yes, they have. They're two individuals that have been working pretty hard with the team. Danica not only did pole vault, but she also did high jump, and she was in the 4x4 relay with some girls. And at the meets, Danica was always running around. She never sat still. She was always helping. She would run to the pole vault when the boys were jumping, and she would run to the high jump when the boys were jumping, and she was always on the track helping with the blocks. And then, of course, Malachi was always in the 800 or off and on in the 4x8 or 4x4. So he was always helping the other runners, too.
Richland Center track coach Fran Ewing on the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. I'm Phil Nee.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
Thanks for listening to local sports coverage from WRCO Radio in Richland Center. WRCO Radio has provided coverage of local sports since 1949 with the support of the community, giving credit to student athletes, schools, coaches, teachers, officials, trainers, parents, and fans for all the contributions it takes to make local sports successful. This broadcast has been a presentation of WRCO Radio Sports in Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM. Richland Center.
Come on, baby, hold on tight. We're getting out of here tonight. When the sun comes up, we'll be long gone. Don't worry, girl, I got some dough. I pawned the TV and the stereo. I can't wait to get behind the wheel. Well, the tank is full of gasoline and the night is full of stars. Girl, take only what you need. All I need is my guitar and I'll sing. Everything I need is right by my side. Lay your pretty head on my shoulder. I can't wait to get you there. The water's crystal clear, I swear. There's so many things I want to show you. The tank is